It's the mythical Lost Beatles track, the subject of rumour and speculation among the group's millions of fans worldwide for decades. Now, Paul McCartney has confirmed to the BBC that Carnival of Light does still exist and that he has the master tape. It's 14 minutes long, a weird jumble of shrieking and psychedelic effects. Paul was asked to record it for an electronic music festival in 1967, where it was played only once. He told the BBC how he asked the other members of the Beatles to help him with it.
I said to the guys, I said, look, a bit indulgent, but would you mind just giving me 10 minutes? I've been asked to do this thing. And I said, all I want you to do is just wander around all the stuff, bang it, shout, play it, doesn't need to make any sense, hit a drum, then wander on to the piano, hit a few notes, and just wander around. So that's what we did. And then we put a bit of echo on it. It's very free.
Before he can release the track, he has to get permission from the other surviving Beatle, Ringo Starr, and the estates of John Lennon and George Harrison. Before he died, George said it was too avant-garde. But Paul believes that the time has now come for the public to hear it, to show how experimental the Beatles were in the studio. He says he was inspired by the avant-garde composers John Cage and Carl Stockhausen. Some of the Beatles' other sonic innovations are already world famous. There's a sound collage called Revolution 9 on the White Album, for example. But this piece, if it surfaces, may prove to be the strangest piece that the Beatles ever recorded.